The dispute in the news over stem cells and human embryos is about medical hope and moral uncertainty. In the New Jersey Supreme Court yesterday, the question was, may an ex-husband have a frozen embryo that was conceived in vitro with his former wife? May he have that embryo implanted in another woman? No, said the court, not if the ex-wife objects. Alta Charo is a professor of law and bioethics at the University of Wisconsin. She joins us now. Hello, Professor Charo. Why did the court rule this way?
The New Jersey Supreme Court continued in a tradition of state law cases that held that the right to not become a parent will ordinarily trump the right to become a parent when these two come into conflict.
But why does the court say if you have two parties who have this frozen embryo, one does not want to become a parent through this embryo and the other does, why is it that the I don't want to be a parent side wins?
Well, this and other courts have looked at it in two respects. First, is there any out for somebody if they don't get their way in this case? In the particulars of this case, the husband already has a child who was successfully conceived using in vitro fertilization with his former wife, and he's perfectly fertile and capable of conceiving yet another child with his new wife. So the court concluded that not allowing him to use these embryos doesn't violate his right to procreate. He can and has procreated. His only claim would be based on some entitlement to use the embryos or an entitlement on the part of the embryos to be brought into this world, a kind of assertion that's been made in other cases and has never been upheld at the state level. On the other hand, the person who says, I don't want to be a parent, is in some ways kind of stuck. If the embryos are used, that person becomes a parent, can't avoid that phenomenon. Certainly, you don't have to be involved in the child's rearing, and in some cases, you might even escape legal and financial responsibility. But at an emotional level, you will know that you are, in fact, the parent of a child out there in the world.
In fact, there was a kind of a victory for the ex-husband yesterday. He'd appealed an earlier ruling that these embryos should be destroyed, and the New Jersey State Supreme Court said the embryos should not be destroyed, but on the other hand, he should not be allowed to use them. That ruling, there's something there that doesn't make much sense to me.
Well, mainly what's going on here is that the Supreme Court is preserving the possibility that the husband could appeal this decision to the federal courts, and if he were successful there, he would still have embryos available for use. In addition, his ex-wife said she had no objection to the embryos remaining frozen and available for use if he should prevail, so long as he handled all of the costs and logistical problems associated with maintaining them in this state.
Professor Charo, what are the lessons to take out of this case as applied to embryo law in general?
It would seem like the other state law cases we've had to date to indicate that there's no constitutional obligation to use an embryo, whether it's made for reproductive purposes here for IVF or it's made for research purposes, that an embryo sitting in a laboratory does not seem to have any constitutional right to be brought to birth, and that adults have the right to make those decisions for them.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Alta Charo is a professor of law and bioethics at the University of Wisconsin.